Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's happening, guys? We are back. No Kat Haddad still. The holiday continues, all I know.
She's just effed off, hasn't she?
Yeah, life's good for some of us, huh?
Does one little World Cup stint and thinks she's made it.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. She's on a beach in Spain somewhere, but I think she's going to be back soon. You're going to be then going on your own little getaway.
Yeah, I'm going Bali, man.
Going
so
Bali.
If you've got any Bali advice for me, let me know. We're talking a bit earlier, weren't we?
Yeah, we were chatting a little bit earlier. That could go either way. Please don't get arrested, bro. We need you back on the pod. We have a Bali resident, Amy Harrison, who loves a frequent trip over to Bali, don't you? Matilda, Amy Harrison joins us. Can you believe it's your first time on Born Offside?
That's, I know, crazy.
That's pretty poor from you. Claude, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I feel like...
She's been turning it down?
I think, me at arm's length.
Yeah. She's charges too much appearance fee. The appearance fee's through the roof for this. Matilda's appearance fees are gone through the roof the last few years.
High now.
Fair enough. Ames, pre-season's underway now with the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been?
It's actually been good.
Yeah?
Good, yeah.
They're not running you into the ground?
No, we did a Bronco this morning.
Right.
But not too bad.
Yeah.
It's all been football based.
That's good.
For pre-season, I feel like it's better to come in out of shape. What do you think, Claude?
Well, that's what I'm doing now, so yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I think because if you come into preseason in shape, your coach is like, you can only get, you know, higher.
It's true, yeah.
I did think that this morning when I was doing the Bronco. I was like, even if I do get a pretty average time.
Because you're going to do it again, aren't you? You've got to do it again in like 2-3 weeks. So you'd rather come in a little bit out of shape and then like, you're in shape now.
It's true.
You're fit now.
Yeah.
You came in, you're a bit,
That's always the thing with football, yeah? Like people try to stay fit during the off season, but the whole point of preseason is to get you fit. So you may as well just enjoy your off season.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, just party it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, not that you do much of that. No, it's good. She's an athlete.
Not much. Yeah, exactly.
She's a pro.
It was
a
busy off season. World Cup.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
I was in Europe for a while.
Yeah. You went to Europe as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because, of course, Amy played for PSV.
Yeah, I know that.
Right. So Amy had that stint over there. And I mean, I love that she's at the Wanderers. I mean, you're a Wanderers fan.
I'm a Wanderers
fan. I love that she's at Wanderers, but I always tell her, I'm like, get back overseas, bro. Such a good time for Aussie female players.
Would you ever go back?
Yeah, I would. I really enjoyed Europe. It was
What was the setup like at PSV?
Really good. We were with the academy men, so boys, but the men had their own complex to the right. We would go in and then ours was on the other side, so we would share the facilities there with them and then the pitches and stuff. It was really good. Really good setup. Really family-friendly club and really
You were saying that you cross over a lot with them, eh?
Yeah.
Murray Goetzel was there when you were there?
Yeah, he was there. Wow. Who else? Van Nistelrooy was the coach of the boys at the time.
So you saw Rude just every day, just wandering around.
Yeah, literally all the time. He was really cool, really nice, genuine guy. I actually got stuck over there. It was during COVID as well, but I couldn't come back for my brother's wedding. And my brother's a big Man United fan. And I'm like, okay, how do I get him something he will appreciate that I can't be there for? So I asked Rude to do a little video with me for his wedding day. So we filmed a little video together and said, like, have a nice day, blah, blah, blah. And
that's cute.
I've not seen my brother cry too many times, but
he cried at that.
Yeah.
If you're a hardcore United fan from the early days,
Rude. He was good. Tap-in merchant, but what a player.
Merchant, but
what a player.
Probably a little bit underrated for me, but definitely one of the best.
And a really good guy.
Yeah,
really.
Seems like
he would come in and do, like, pre-match chats with us, just hype us up and stuff. Pretty cool.
That's cracker.
Yeah. What's the lifestyle like in Holland? Because I lived over there for a little bit and I felt like everyone over there spoke English, so you didn't really have to speak Dutch too much.
And they're unreal at English. Like, I say to them, like, you guys speak better English than some people are back home.
They are really
good. Especially
They're already
Camden.
Camden.
Proper English out there.
You know, that's it. God's country. But you are with the Wanderers. Big season coming up for you guys. Was a big Women's World Cup too. You're still recovering? How good was that?
Amazing.
It was sick,
On the coverage. I love that the conversations are still going about it.
Yeah.
I had a conversation this morning with the men's S&C about it and, you know, just amazing. It was such a cool month. We obviously covered every single part of it.
Every day.
It was just amazing. It was really cool for me to see women's football in my own country. Like I remember standing at the final and just looking around in my home city, just looking and just thinking like, this is everything I've ever dreamt of. And to see it was just, amazing.
It was amazing.
You've spoken to many other girls, like life-changing kind of, have they changed the trajectory of their life now? They're like superstars. I remember you telling me that like Macca's now like, would never really get noticed before, and now she can't go anywhere because everyone knows her, the goalkeeper.
And she's not, she's never had that really. Yeah. So, she did say it was really strange. Like, they're all asking for photos and stuff, and that's not really been her thing.
I think she was such an iconic part of the Matildas movement because I think about her personality just shone through from in goal as well. So, she was definitely a character that everyone's going to remember for a while.
100%. It's like going out with Olan. You can't go out with it. You can't take two steps.
Can I get a photo?
I just want to get in this club. You know, I'm just using Holland to skip the line.
What part of the city you're in? If we're in Kijipav area, maybe. It's my stomping ground.
That's it. That's the old stomping ground. Hey, summer's around the corner.
We've
got to run that up.
Body's in shape, man. Couple Champions League appearances there.
Exactly. We'll see how it goes. Let's speak about, let's stay on the women's football and the negatives that came from the World Cup. Luis Rubiales finally steps down.
Finally.
Oh, the verdict.
The verdict. Voldemort, he's gone.
Was it forced or what?
Like, I mean, shortly.
Because
he wasn't stepping down off his own back.
Yeah. He took his mum taking a hunger strike into church, going to hospital.
All of that
circus. Vilda's gone as well.
Yeah, finally. Both of them gone.
Who's that Vilda guy?
The gaffer. The gaffer that no one wanted.
So the gaffer's got, but what does the gaffer do?
Well, the whole...
Where have you been living? Under a rock or something?
No, because, okay. I know that they had the whole argument and separations and split in half and all that, the people that they were picking, but that was through the gaffer.
Yeah, but no one, like, I mean... I feel like it was everything. What the gaffer's done.
That's what I was saying.
It's just the players don't like him.
Yeah. But I think it was the whole federation and they wanted him gone, but I think Rubiales wanted him there.
So two of them were looking after each other. Two villains. Bond villains.
Cut the head of the snake off.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's next for him, but he's finally gone, which is good. We're going to stick with some shit news. We're going to start with the dark stuff.
Yeah, okay,
right?
That's fine.
Because I like to slowly increase the mood as we go, right? We're going to start with that. But we're going to talk about it. We spoke about Mason Greenwood last week, Amy, and how he's over there at Getafe now. And he started training and it looks like, you know, the fans have welcomed him with open arms, which is crazy.
I've never seen so many clips of Mason Greenwood. Like, they are absolutely pumping him on social media.
It's insane, right?
Like, the social media team is like playing on that whole everyone hates him. Like, let's get him training, get him having fun, everything. And getting engagement.
They're taking the publicity, you know? Like,
Spanish is just football at the moment. It's a bit of a shit show.
They don't give a fuck, right?
Well, the girls, Liga F, they're actually on strike at the moment.
Oh,
first
you do?
2 weeks, I believe. Really? Yeah. They're not playing games at the moment.
All of the La Liga?
Yep.
Because of that?
Because of pay.
Right.
And, environments and everything, standards around there. So they're meant to kick off this weekend.
It was this weekend. I used to people that had tickets for the Barca game and then they just didn't rock
Barca
up.
Barca were good about it. They refunded all the tickets. They're in a pretty big battle at the moment.
What's it? You win a World Cup, you all of a sudden have the platform to do that stuff. I don't know what it is with Man United wingers. I don't know what it is, but Anthony's in trouble now.
I saw something of him crying.
What was he crying?
So Olan went to the UFC this weekend, right? So Olan, there's no idea what the fuck's happening.
Honestly, this weekend, because I was at the UFC and I was working in the UFC, I literally was in this MMA world for like a couple of days.
That's fair enough.
So it was hard.
So you don't know what's going on in football. So I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
So Anthony's ex has come out.
Yes.
Said he hit her a couple of times.
God damn it.
Headbutted her, apparently.
Headbutt?
Yeah.
What?
Fool Zinedine Zidane. He's denied it. He's denied it.
What allegations? Is there evidence?
At the moment, there's not. What's happened?
It's his word against hers.
Well, this has been going on for a few months.
Okay.
And he got axed from the Brazilian squad. So he was called in for the Brazilian squad and then they cut him. Because of this. And he did a bit of a tell-all interview, started crying. He said when he was breaking up with her, they had a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she went crazy and started throwing stuff at him.
Happens.
You've been there.
Hey, no comment.
Right. and he apparently grabbed her to suppress her. Yeah, but he said there was no headbutt, there was no striking in any way. It was just I grabbed her to suppress her in that moment.
Mm.
Whatever, I don't know. At the moment, it's his word versus her word. She's come out and said he needs to be taken off the pitch. It's disgusting that he's playing during an investigation. Touchy topic.
It is touchy.
While he's being investigated, should he not be allowed to play football?
Question.
It's tough.
It's tough because it's always, well, there's two or three sides to the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hers and the truth. But
exactly.
So
look, I've always been a believer of, what is it, innocent till proven guilty.
That's the thing, yeah.
So it's hard because if you don't ever want that to happen, no. like no female, no person mm. ever should really have to go through that. And if it's true, then when he is guilty, then
he should
bye-bye.
Be done. Yeah, exactly.
Done. I think I agree.
But now,
yeah,
if he's not guilty,
yeah,
and if there's no genuine, you know, yeah. like what Mason Greenwood, you could hear it.
Yes.
Off you go.
Yes.
But if there's nothing, then it's well, hard, is it?
Here's the tricky thing, right? It's like, I agree with that, right? The moment someone's convicted, the moment there's proof, there's a moment like, everyone yeah. should just like push them off to the,
exactly.
you know, peripheral. They lose yeah. their contract, they lose their sponsorship, they yeah. lose everything and their life's fucked. Yeah. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, right? It's not like you're a banker. It's not like you're working a job where you can be suspended 6 months, still get paid and everything's okay. Yeah. When you're a footballer, even if you're still getting paid, like you're not playing football. Yeah. So it'll kill the rest of your career.
Yeah, yeah. definitely.
If you are innocent,
yeah.
that could be detrimental to your career.
Yeah, well, look yeah. at Mendy, you know, like
exactly.
this whole situation where everyone was like, he's definitely guilty because of how much evidence there was to start off with. Then we found out it was coerced and all that sort of stuff. And now his career's definitely taken a massive impact.
Huge hit. Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
was
like what sponsor is going to sponsor him now?
Exactly. Exactly. So it is, yeah, it's a very tricky one. Very yeah. tricky one. But United can't get it right because at the moment, Greenwood's out to Getafe. He's now probably not going to play. Sancho wants to leave the club, having fights with the coach.
Oh,
they just,
yeah.
they can't keep it. But speaking of headbutts, mm-hmm. last week we put a poll. Last week we put a poll up.
Oh, I think I saw it. What did it say?
Because there was a fight with Roy Keane at the stadium, Man yeah, United Arsenal. That, yeah. So we said if you could headbutt one UK pundit, not that you would,
if you
but
could.
If you could headbutt one, and you know, and then who would you headbutt? 36% of our audience said Jamie Carragher.
Yeah, he's got that kind of face.
Oh, that's rough.
He was. Well, you're a Liverpool fan, yeah. so you wouldn't go. With, you would. He's got the most. It was
I'll
him.
Tell you what, mate? You just. Shut up.
31% said Gary Neville. So there you go.
Yeah, I'd go
Gary,
more Gary
Neville's
Neville.
Probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2/3 said Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher. So they're most people want to headbutt them. Yeah. Only 9% said Alan Shearer. And I get that because why would you want to headbutt Alan Shearer?
Yeah.
You know?
Shearer, yeah. Shearer's not really got that kind of face.
But. Roy Keane, few people want to take him on, 24%. This is the type of shit we talk about here, Amy.
I love
so
it.
Just strap yourself yeah. in. This is the type of chat.
Roy Keane, I don't think you'd want to headbutt Roy Keane, man.
He'd fuck you
he'd
up.
Turn, yeah, I was about to say, he'd turn around and
yeah.
be gone.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. That's why ballsy act there from that Arsenal fan that even tried that. International footy on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, you love that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge. You're international.
I
fan,
like
but
international.
You did change my perspective. In terms of when you said like what international football does for a whole country.
Yes.
I agree with
tournaments,
that.
Yes.
Tournaments.
But these
random friendlies,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah. And even the qualifiers sometimes can get a bit shit. However, there was a charity match. Sidemen FC.
Yep.
Okay.
Played their charity match. You know Sidemen play YouTube All-Stars every year, Ames.
Yeah.
They won 8-5. There's always plenty of goals. Mm-hmm. There's some shit players in the pitch, but that's what it's all about.
I've got some inside information about that.
What you got?
So when you're talking about shit players.
Okay.
So you know I did the thing with Chunks, right? So me and
yeah.
Chunks were chopping up. We're basically boys. You know, I dropped him home. That's my dog.
You dropped him home?
I can call him whenever I want. Yeah, I dropped him home. So he knows who I am.
Okay.
But I was chatting to him about the Sidemen match. I was like, oh, what was it like to play in that match? And he was like, bro, it's like nothing he's ever experienced before in his life. Like, you can't hear anything but... Once you get into it, you almost forget about the crowd. You start playing, but Harry Panera, I don't know if you know
Harry
Panera is.
Yeah.
He if you watch his highlights last year, he was a Rolls Royce centre half. Like he's actually you can tell someone he was the only one that had played before at like a not high level, but he was decent techie centre back playing out the back.
Mm.
Everyone was like, this guy is so sick. This year, didn't get a call up.
Really?
Too good.
Because you're too good.
Oh. Too good.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So they don't call you up if you're good.
If you're too good because they want goals.
Right.
So if you're a defender and you're actually decent,
good.
That means there's not going to be many goals scored, which
that's
means the crowd's
shit.
Not going to be high. And yeah. they pretty much said he was too good to play. That's what Chunks said to me anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was a baller.
Well, KSI was in goals, got in a fight with Chunks.
Ah,
I think it was all.
I saw a little
it was all fucking
and
stage.
Speed.
Speed was in there. Speed. Have you seen? You know Speed.
Yeah.
Have you seen him play football?
No.
He's just frightening. He's
in a good way.
He's shit, but he dives into
how
his tackling's actually
how do
good.
How do you say it? You know, like those players that have got all pace, no technique.
Oh yeah.
That's him.
He just runs headfirst.
Feel them.
Yeah. He's a strange character. Mick Hayter asked the pod, "Who's a better baller right now, Olan or Aisho Speed?"
Oh, that's a joke. Really? Is this what we're doing?
Been a while.
What level you listen, man.
They're
I
unsure.
I don't have to bring it out. When I bring it out, I'm recovering from my injury as but, well. People still taking shots at me. What the hell?
Speed's not bad, though.
Speed is... We're not on the same level, bro. Come on, man. I'm an ex-baller. Jesus. Respect me, respect me.
Oh, no, no, you got to get back out there. Yeah, you got to get back out there. Yeah, but
you get they just got promoted.
Who?
UNSW.
Yeah. Ah. He used to play for UNSW.
Oh, did you?
That's where we met.
That's actually where we met. Wow. 2 years ago.
We played together.
Yeah, and I lasted 3 fucking matches probably.
Yeah, Olin had a falling out with the club.
Oh,
yeah,
no. So you can't go back?
No.
Probably okay. not.
Yeah, I probably think he burnt those bridges, I think.
A little bit.
We had a couple of good games, though. We had a couple of good
we
games.
We did have a couple of good games.
Good result for the Socceroos over Mexico. 67% said it was a positive result to draw 2-2 with the Mexicans. Did you see the pitch, Amy?
Looked atrocious. It looked so bad.
Was it in
Texas,
right?
They played in Texas, yeah.
Artificial
pitch for international matches. 98% of our audience said offside.
What? No 100%. Way. You want to play on nice grass.
The stadium itself, amazing.
Yeah.
Does it know but whose home ground it was?
NFL, you know? NFL home ground.
NFL, oh, yeah.
Man, and it's
who's
that?
Dallas Cowboys? Was it? Dallas Cowboys home ground? Yeah.
You don't want to be playing on that.
But the turf looked so bad. Didn't, who got injured?
Irvine did his ankle bad. Oh. But look, I don't know if the turf had it. Like, he kind of stepped on another player's foot. Mm. And rolled it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ball was bobbling around. You could see the fucking so rubber popping up and it was just shit. Yeah. They used to force you guys to play on synthetic, yeah?
Yeah,
in the women's league.
Yeah.
Now, no more.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think about playing on synthetic in general?
Hate it.
Do you think
it's such a
different game? I think we spoke about it a while ago. It's a different game compared to grass, right? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, grass, definitely. The ball just slides. Synthetic, even when you're doing long passes,
it bobbles,
and you've got to underhit the ball, overhit it sometimes. Yeah.
Even just for your body, like I can tell the difference. You probably can too with 100%. All your joints.
Yeah.
But like, it takes you so long to recover.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's fucked.
So bad for your body.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they're playing international friendlies on that shit, but pretty bad. Socceroos got a 2-2 draw. We're up 2-0 at one point. Ooh. Mexico's decent side. Of course,
Mexico's a good side.
Yeah. Well, they're playing
they're
in the US.
In the world.
Full Mexico. What are they, 12?
Yeah.
Really?
Mexico.
Mexico's 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexico Mexico's a good. Very high up team.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's not a terrible, like internationally, everyone
they're
knows
a good
they're
team,
actually solid.
Right, I didn't expect that. We got a good question here from Sergei Evlevsky. Better Aussie manager, Ange Postecoglou or Graham Arnold?
Tough.
Not
I think
as
you guys can answer that. I don't think I can.
Well, yeah, not as in what they've done. Obviously, Ange has gone on to do better things, but I'm saying better. Who will go down as a better national team manager, Graham Arnold or Ange Postecoglou?
They're quite similar. No?
Yeah, I don't know. Who's your head with? We don't sit on the fence on Born Offside, Ange.
No, he's top fencer, so you fucking answer, please. This is all
I'll just
he does
sit in the middle
fence
and stitch you guys up.
Yeah,
I'd say Ange.
You'd say Ange. Why would you say Ange?
I'd say Ange because Ange won an Asian Cup.
Yeah,
he's got a trophy to his name. And he played better football. As much as I love Arnie, like, legend. I love Arnie, and I like what he's done.
Yeah, I think that era when Ange was there, but they were good.
I mean, he didn't get out of a group at a World Cup, which Arnie did.
But then you win an Asian Cup.
He won an Asian Cup.
On home soil.
Won a trophy. Playing nice football.
An Asian Cup as well, but by the way, like,
it's not an easy
Asia's
thing.
Asia's a tough group.
Yeah, that's not Olin. He doesn't believe in Asian football.
I didn't know it existed, but
did you see Japan on the weekend?
No. It's like it's international football.
If it's outside England, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
I'm such
a. They beat Germany 4-0.
Whenever Claude mentions an Italian player, I'm like, who?
I think everyone says that
say
now.
But yeah, that's why we've got Claude here, man.
That's it. Now, Asian football's on the up, man. So yeah, the fact that I'd say Ange better, but that's a very good question. Let's talk a little bit of international break because a few things disappointing. Now, Jordan Knight's asking about Italy. Italy are in the same group as England. England are in a better spot, right? But they drew to Ukraine. Your favorite player, Zinchenko, scored against
I hate
him.
That guy.
Why do you hate him?
Just an annoying face. And also, you saw his interview with Rio Ferdinand?
Yeah, which one?
It was like, it must have been a couple
of
months.
Is that when he's talking about the tactics?
I'm thinking of Mikel. I know Mikel's not telling you to go in there and tell everyone their tactics. He's saying, listen, when he goes in there, I chop in here and he goes there and then I go there and we go there. And I'm like, you're literally telling the whole Premier League how Arsenal are playing.
That is
not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be like, you know, like, it's nice, we do this, we do that. But yeah, I think he's, and also when he cried.
He cries a lot.
Cried, and then when he tried to get everyone in for a huddle, team huddle, and no one listened. Did you see that? That was the worst. He tried to get, boys, and everyone just walks off. We've got no willpower, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an annoying face.
Well, he scored against England.
He did
score against England in a 1-1 draw. That group's wide open because Italy couldn't beat fucking Macedonia again.
Italy is shit.
What's going on with the Italian like national team?
Just got a new manager, Spalletti. Still shit. I don't know, bro.
Same
I don't
with
know.
The women.
Any danger
this
in
World Cup?
Women are shit.
Terrible.
Too. Yeah, women are shit.
Christian Valpato coming in there.
Valpato.
Any updates on that?
Valpato scored a rocket on the weekend for the under 21s, Italy. against Germany.
He's cooking up.
Scored a great
goal. He's trying to prove the soccer Twitter wrong, man. He's trying to get into the national team.
That's it, bro. I don't know. I think he's still a while off. But I don't know, man. Italy just like can't beat the Massos, unfortunately. The Massos got our number. And we're in a tough group because England, Ukraine. So Italy play Ukraine on Wednesday morning. If we don't win that game at home, we might miss the Euros as well.
What?
So that's two World Cups and a Euros.
Oh my God. And Italians are passionate about their football.
Just turn into a fucking big red name. May as well call us Greece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not far off it.
Not far off the Greeks. Hey, fuck. That's bad. I don't want to talk about it.
That's really bad.
I'd rather talk about your boy. Scorrera said, is Gareth Fraudgate holding back this talented England team?
Gareth Fraudgate. Well, listen, the fact that Jordan Henderson is starting is a shambles.
You love Hendo.
I love Hendo for what he's
stood for at Liverpool. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're at the end of that tenure now. Like it's let someone else. You're taking someone else's.
Who would you put in
instead of him?
Well, you had Rice, Bellingham, and Hendo started.
Instead of Hendo, we go Madison there.
Well, Madison started further up.
Yeah.
You could bring in like a Bowen. Drop Madison in.
I think Madison is a better midfielder.
Yeah.
Than where he played on the weekend.
Yeah.
You see what he's done at Tottenham.
If there's a 100%. Three, there's definitely way. It's not coming to my mind, but it's
well, Mount doesn't seem like he's there anymore at the moment.
Calvin Phillips doesn't play.
Phillips is overweight.
Calvin Phillips is overweight.
Phillips looks like
he's not played a game. Do you know what I mean? Collecting a check at City.
Yeah.
Going out on the weekend.
Exactly. Enjoy him. Still makes the squad like Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
Who else is there in the midfield? What about Conor Gallagher hasn't really grown into the player.
Is that
how midfield is?
So yeah, of course Henderson's starting.
Is that how? Nah, we're missing some names. This way we need Shabzy because Shabzy would just name off.
Did Grealish play?
English.
I don't think Grealish. Well, it was Grealish's birthday actually last week. I saw he hired out a nice. He had a low key birthday. £20,000 bungalow he hired out. Yeah, with his because he's got a missus now. He's tame. Yeah.
He's had her for a long time.
Yeah, has he?
Apparently.
Has he?
That Sasha girl.
He's been rowdy.
I think they've been together for a long time.
He's been really rowdy. Have you not seen all the stuff about Grealish?
But do you kind of accept that if you're dating Jack Grealish? You accept that he's going to go out and kind of like, no?
If he goes out and has fun, but if he's like.
Oh, you'd be fine with that?
If he's just enjoying his life, but if he's getting into other women.
If he goes out and has his fun, that can be multiple different things.
Like when he's
if
out,
it doesn't include anyone else, sure.
But when he's out in Ibiza, there's going to be women around. Do you accept that if you're dating a Jack Grealish? Like, do you know that just comes with the, like, dating?
I think if you're, like, a wag over there, then, yeah, you have to.
Right. So it comes, part of dating a multi-million dollar footballer is accepting that.
This is a question that I ask a lot of girls, right? All right. Proposal for you, Amy, right? So this is not football related, but we can go athlete, right? So basically, you're either dating a guy, right, that earns, let's say he's in the top 1%.
Okay.
And your life's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever you want, you get from this guy, right? Or would you choose the guy that is below average, but he's never ever going to cheat on you, step out, do anything wrong? Which one are you going for?
Below average.
Okay.
But see, Ames is a pro footballer herself.
Yeah.
This is what I think. Ames has got shit going her way herself, so she can pick and choose. But I think, unfortunately.
I think 95% of women are choosing just the first guy.
I don't know about 95.
Yeah, I don't think 95.
90.
More than half?
Yeah, I'd say probably more.
More than half. Are accepting a cheat every now and then for the life that you want.
NBA players.
If it gives, like, some girls are happy with
they're
like,
literally never at home.
They literally have a woman in every away match.
That's what I'm saying.
God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Tristan Kobe Thompson. Bryant had a woman in every away match. Remember when that came out? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey.
May rest his soul.
It is what it is, bro.
This is unfortunate. It's just part of the gig. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. England, Italy potentially in the mud. Germany definitely in the mud. Hansi Flick's been sacked. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Less than a year out from their own home Euros. They lost 4-1 to Japan. You talk about Asian football.
Yeah.
Japanese taught them a lesson.
You got to give them some credit.
Like they did in the World Cup last year.
Did you see Antonio Rudiger defending?
Yeah, he's woeful.
Just walking.
What's he doing?
Just walking back.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Bro, third goal. It's like 90th minute. He's just walking back while they
last clip of Rudiger I saw was him getting slapped on the back. Real Madrid match. Did you not see that?
No, I didn't see that.
After the Jude Bellingham goal, they're all in the corner. Can't remember the player's name, but he absolutely slaps him so hard. You know when you're celebrating?
Yeah.
But it was like such a hard thud that you in the clip, like it's on someone's iPhone and you can hear like,
whoosh. How's he taking it?
And he's like, Like looking back at him, it's funny.
He's
it's
a
funny.
Top player. On
he's
his
a
day.
Top player.
He's a top player in his day.
Probably just doesn't give a fuck about.
I think Germany wanted the coach gone, and they got that. He's sacked now, so not long.
Won in like 5 games or something.
Yeah,
and they looked average too.
They looked shit. Yeah. And like home Euros, big expectation. First time in 20 years, Cristiano Ronaldo has not been nominated for the Ballon d'Or.
That's understandable.
Yeah, 86% of our audience agree with that. He shouldn't have been nominated.
Yeah.
The tricky thing, though, is that the real short favourite to win the Ballon d'Or at the moment is Lionel Messi. Now, you're going to get an MLS player.
I don't know if I agree. He's the favourite?
He's the favourite over
the World Cup.
Probably the World Cup.
Yeah. Do you think he deserves it because of the World Cup?
We forget about the World Cup.
He was unbelievable, Claude.
He
got like player of the match in every game.
I love Messi.
I love Messi too. You go.
But Erling Haaland, bro.
You think he should be getting Ballon d'Or?
I think so.
Because of the treble?
But he's gonna win a Ballon d'Or. Eventually.
It's not supposed to go like that.
I know.
It's not supposed to go like he's young, so we'll give it to him another time.
I know, I'm an old head, so I think you win it, your time will come.
Messi has 7. Does he need an 8th?
True. How many does Ronaldo have? 6?
5. He's nowhere near him.
I think I think because of the World Cup, maybe we give it to Messi. Because it was a fairy tale. It was a fairy
tale
World Cup.
And he was just a freak.
He's brilliant.
He just like...
And he's also tearing it up now, but he's tearing it up with Inter Miami, which all due respect, you got a player that's tearing it up with Manchester City, won a treble at his age, broke the goal scoring record, started the season, he's still doing it again.
You make a very good point.
Because he goes for Norway aims, so he's never going to be able to win a World Cup.
Yeah, you make a very good point. He's
the striker. Look at the players around him. I know he's an animal, but he gets good service too.
But
I get you. It's a tough argument because Erling Haaland is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
But so is Messi. And to do that at a World Cup.
I know, but it's like
pretty impressive.
That's why you have the golden ball at the World Cup. That's why you have the player of the tournament, which Messi got.
True.
Do you need to give him a Ballon d'Or almost a year later?
So you're basically saying your club and country accolade should be separate?
Not separate, but it's supposed to be the whole calendar year. Mm. And you compare someone who...
He had a shit year at PSG.
Had a shit year at Paris. Mm. Yes, he won the World Cup. Then he's gone to Inter Miami, which is in the MLS, which is not even in the top 10 leagues in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You got another guy playing in the toughest league in
which
the world.
He's done it all.
And he's done it all year.
Mm.
I think Erling Haaland should win the Ballon d'Or. I love Messi. I'm a Messi fanboy, and I'm saying that.
You convinced me.
I don't know. Let's see.
You convinced me. I'm not going to lie.
What he did last year with City was
crazy, right? First year.
It was.
First year.
And it's always, you know what they say, it's hard adapting to the Premier League. It wasn't really for him.
It wasn't really.
No one's got any excuse anymore.
No, although he's at City.
Yeah, he is at City.
Yeah, it would have been harder going somewhere else. So most of our audience said Haaland or Messi. There was 8% that said other. And one guy wrote in, Nathaniel Lee said, unpopular opinion, I think Rodri deserves the Ballon d'Or.
Rodri's probably one of the most underrated players.
Yeah, maybe. I agree.
No, I don't think he's underrated, but under the radar.
Like, yeah, he's probably the best six in the world at the moment.
Sixes
don't win Ballon d'Ors.
No.
Sixes don't win Ballon d'Ors.
Let's be real. Mm. You know,
but really, he scored the winner?
He scored some big goals, yeah. Yeah, he scores rockets.
A good one in the Prem that kind of gave him the win.
Yeah.
He's just an engine. He's everywhere.
He can do everything in the game. He'll obviously be in that 11, that world 11, but he won't be winning any of that. Ratty Rollers asked you, which female should win the Ballon d'Or?
Bonmati
should win it.
I think it's a given. She won
fantastic.
The Champions League.
Yeah.
And was very good in that Champions League final.
She won UEFA Player of the Year.
Yeah.
She was standing there next to Haaland.
It's true. And then she won the World Cup.
You know what I mean?
I think it's a given.
And won Best Player at the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got it in the bag. Yeah. She's awesome. Absolute baller.
Freak.
Speaking of ballers in the women's game, Alicia Lehmann.
Top, fantastic baller, man.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Olan's a big fan.
Really?
Fan.
Yeah. Good player.
Great player.
Who she play for?
West Ham? She does play for West Ham. Don't she play West Ham?
I'll forgive that because same colours. She plays for Villa.
Oh, fuck. I knew it was the shorts.
She wore...
not shorts, sorry. They're the fucking... You know what I mean? The short, the tops. Dropped myself in that one. The short colours. That's what I'm talking about. The colour of the shorts.
What colour are the shorts?
Fucking, what's that colour? Purple? Claude always drops me in it. Anyway.
What? I didn't drop you anywhere, bro.
I dug my own grave there. Anyway.
There you go.
Certainly dug.
Anyway, purple.
What's she doing?
Okay. So Alicia Lehman has become the first female athlete to sign for Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul and KSI's energy drink. Have you tried that drink, by the way?
Yeah, I have.
I've actually never tried it.
I still haven't had it.
It's like strong.
Yeah, well, caffeine.
Yeah.
It
amps
you up.
Oh, yeah.
We should get some.
Yeah, you should.
I've never tried it. I feel like they would like to sponsor the pod.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They would.
Yeah. I feel like this is their type of shit.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know, I gotta have a word. Yeah. Anyway, sure. She becomes the first female athlete. So we've seen Volkanovski's a prime athlete.
Yeah, I spoke to him about that.
I think Izzy.
Just dropped that in there, sorry.
You spoke to him about it?
Yeah, I spoke to him about it.
Well, the other day?
Yeah, the other day when I just, you know, me and Volker boys.
You guys are mates.
He follows
huh?
me, I follow him. You know, when you see him, like, you doing Volker? How's it going? How's the family, kids?
Look at that, bro. He's making moves. Wow. It's great that he takes time out of his busy week and comes here, eh?
Yeah.
And sits down and does Born Offside.
But he's an athlete, yeah.
He's one of them. Erling Haaland became the first footballer.
Oh yeah, did you watch that that pod?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was sick.
That the sleep tape.
Yeah, he sleeps with tape on his mouth.
It's for breathing while he's playing, right?
Yeah.
When you're sleeping.
No, but I'm saying it helps his respiratory system.
What system?
His respiratory. Yeah. Anyway, I give
respiratory.
Yeah. That's the respiratory system while he's playing, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Giant Band-Aid.
He said a lot of his stuff to do with when we said what's the key to him being such a good athlete, I can't remember what he said it was, but it's like that science and physical peak form. I can't remember what it's called, but come to me.
You let us know.
I'll let you know.
You let us know. Just
someone in the comments will know. what I mean.
Send that one to us. But basically, so she became the first female athlete to sign for Prime. Now, she's not, you know, we're talking Ballon d'Ors, we're talking Erling Haaland.
Yes.
We're not talking Alicia Lehman. She's not at that standard of female player. However, the first to be sponsored by Prime, accepting a diamond chain they gave her as a sign-on gift, as well as just bunch of cash. Mm. And there's a video of her accepting all that cash and getting into a Lambo and driving off.
Wow.
Now, she's living a big lifestyle. Ames, you know how difficult it is for female athletes to kind of receive anywhere near the same pay as these footballers. Does it burn you a little bit?
No.
Or is it like, she's winning?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Go. They're good on her.
Okay, it doesn't matter that she's not. I mean, she's a good player, but it doesn't matter that she's earning a lot more than really talented players. That doesn't burn you. It's like, at the end of the day, it's a woman winning.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's, like, we're talking about her now.
Yeah.
I think that's a win for women's football. Like, maybe sometimes she spoke about in a different light.
Mm.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But,
hey, different light.
Look,
indeed.
She's doing well. She's still a professional footballer.
She's built
exactly.
a brand, which is.
And that's what you have to do. Like,
should be
she's
doing.
She's a. Like, she's still playing in one of, if not the best leagues in the world.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's, you know, playing in some random.
No, she's still a top player and getting called up for a country and everything.
Exactly. So why not?
Well, you can't argue with them picking her. And the reason why you can't, I'm going to give you some stats here.
Her followings.
Well, at the World Cup 2023, so she barely got on the pitch for Switzerland.
Yeah.
Or she barely got on the park.
Okay, yeah.
She had 19 million more engagements on social media than the second most player.
Oh, my Lord.
And she didn't get on. Well, she did get on off the bench, but she barely got on the pitch. Mm. 19 million more than Spanish players that went all the way to the final and everything.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. You can't argue with that with that size.
I was saying earlier, but I feel like she was the first female footballer, be it good or bad, that people who didn't know anything about women's football knew her.
Yeah.
She was the first one.
She was the first one.
Well, even I went to a game this World Cup with my brother and his mate, and they asked, "Oh, is Alicia Lehman playing?"
Exactly. That's
the country wasn't even there that she's from, but that was the question.
That was the question. Everyone knows her.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And this will be massive for her brand as well. Apparently, according to Nielsen Sports, she's got 13.4 million followers at the moment. Every post she puts on Instagram is worth 300k.
Jesus Christ!
300k a post.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Not bad at all. She's winning.
She's winning. Yeah. She's done a thing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's bring it local now. Let's talk some Aussie football. Not really, because he's leaving, but Craig Goodwin.
Back to his old Saudi club.
Back to his old Saudi club.
Oh, he's going for a bit of cash.
Al-Wehda.
A bit of Gwala.
It's exactly right, bro. He's leaving.
Cash in, bro.
I mean,
I ain't hating.
It hurts. The A-League, best player in the A-League leaving. Yeah. And we asked our fans, 62% agreed with it. They said, get the bag, bro. He's at that point in his career.
They did say, and I think he also said it's going to be like life-changing for him. So you have to.
Yeah, you have
to. You can't play football forever.
No. And also, like, he was at Saudi before. Probably earning
club.
Good cash.
Same
club.
Yeah.
Probably earning good cash. But now he's going to be playing against Ronaldo. He's going to be playing against Mahrez. He's going to be playing against Mane and Neymar. And it's like,
all
this
of them.
This is a new opportunity now. Yeah. Like to play against these guys and to ball them. I mean, good on him. It sucks for our league.
It does suck for the league. But I feel that Adelaide fans especially will appreciate what he's done for them. And he'll probably always be a legend.
And maybe we got to change our tone. Caleb Mera's written in here, Saudi buying players is no different to City buying players. Do you agree with that?
Money.
It's money.
It's buying players for a lot of money.
Are we just racist? Is that why we don't like that it's Saudi Arabia, but we don't mind if it's Manchester?
I feel like we don't like it because we want to do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
But we can't.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In a parallel universe, in a different multiverse, imagine if like the Saudi money was like in Australian League.
The Aussie, the mining money.
That would be unreal. Imagine how many stadiums would be packed out of here.
We wouldn't give a shit. We'd take him.
We'd take it for sure. So the fact they can do it, you know.
Credit to him.
What's his name? Murdoch?
Yeah.
Get Murdoch
around. Big Rupert.
They did it for the Super League.
We had a few billionaires. We had Tinkler owned Newcastle that went to shit. We also had
Clive Palmer.
The big fella owning Gold Coast that also went to shit. You know, Gold Coast used to have a team.
Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the A-League?
In the A-League.
Yeah.
And it just disintegrated? Yeah. Or?
Man, it was owner, started to have fights with people, and then they made a 16-year-old captain. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
and it was just like, it was fucking shambles, bro. It was shambles. It was pretty like, A-League's got some storylines, bro.
Yeah, I need to do some research.
If you go into the archives, I actually heard a story about Tinkler. Bridgie told me this story, Michael Bridges, because he was playing for Sydney or Jets at the time. And apparently when David Beckham came to play Sydney FC, right, LA Galaxy came, Beckham was playing. Tinkler, multi-billionaire, was like, I like this David Beckham guy, I want to meet him. Organized this whole pickup, car picked up David Beckham and Bridgie, just because Bridgie was English and he played for Jets, so he was somehow there.
Because he's English and there's a connection.
He was just there, So he's in the car as well. They picked up Beckham from Sydney, drove all the way to Newcastle to meet Nathan Tinkler at his offices and everything, and he left a bottle of wine on the table, said, sorry, I had a business thing, I couldn't be here.
You couldn't meet David Beckham?
And gave Beckham a bottle of wine, but just said, sorry, I couldn't make it.
What an idiot.
Can you believe that? Bex went back to Sydney.
My God.
Yeah. Then you wonder why it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You did that to David Beckham.
Can you believe that shit? Yeah, weird. Anyway, that's the story I heard. This is a good one for you, Ames. Daniel Scuteri is asking us on Twitter, is it time we look at the A-League moving to winter? People always talk about this, right? I think as a fan, it's hard because you got the NRL. You're a Sharkies fan. Condolences.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Tough
weekend. Up the chooks, huh?
Up the chooks.
What an idiot.
Bro. I mean, Para, we're out. So I'm just watching this from a
neutral
perspective. Going for the Wires, kind of.
Going for the Wires. They copped
the
beating as well. They copped the beating.
Yeah, they did.
But it's tough to compete with the other codes. But as a player, would you love to see it shift to winter?
As a player, it would be lovely to play in winter, yeah.
Yeah.
Summer is just so hot here.
They got rid of the 3 p.m.s, though.
They did. Then you think we're training every day in the heat.
Yeah,
I think football is a winter sport.
Yeah,
That's a big reason why I think it's not played in summer anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
you
know what's funny? Like your crowds in the women's league, it wouldn't be affected if you moved to winter.
I feel like it would be better. Like I know for a fact our crowds last season turned really poor because no one wanted to come out in 34 degree heat and sit there and watch football in Western Sydney.
Yeah.
How are you meant to bring kids and a family and, you know, it's just too hot.
Yeah.
I think football is a winter sport game.
Exactly.
I mean,
and if we have to compete with Cozen,
and use smaller stadiums, fuck it, use smaller stadiums, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't have to play at the, no one's playing at Homebush anyway.
No,
it's too big. You know, like
let
NRL play there and play in smaller stadiums.
100%.
I wouldn't mind that. It would align with the NPL, it would align with the rest of Asia.
Yeah.
So at least we'd probably do better in the Champions League. And I'd like to see it happen. I agree with you. I think football's a winter game. It's a good question there, Scuteri. Another question for you, Ames. CCR 1991. Players to watch out for in your Wanderers team, aside from yourself?
We've only had 2 days of preseason.
Are you like Capitano or something?
Don't know yet.
Oh, you guys don't know your captain?
Don't know yet.
Right. Who was captain last year?
Claire Hunt.
And she's gone?
Gone.
There you go. So it's up for grabs.
Yeah, you never know. Never know in football. Players to watch. I feel like our team isn't complete yet.
You still got hopefully some more players popping.
Yeah.
Maybe Sophie.
Olan's a big fan of Sophie's.
I was just saying she's played to watch.
Yeah. Well, Sophie was on the pod.
She was on the pod.
And she'll do well. My favourite in the team, Mel Caceres.
Yeah.
We've played together since.
She start?
Like, she should.
She should, yeah.
She can stay injury free. That's her biggest, toughest thing for her. But I think she's an unbelievable player.
Yeah, sick.
Love playing with her. I think if she stayed the whole season fit last year, she would have had a really good year.
She killed it, yeah.
But the moments we did see her were good.
Yeah.
We've got a few young ones. Millie Clegg was at the World Cup for New Zealand.
Mad.
She looks good from what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you guys start with the toughest ask of all.
We do.
You start with the defending champion, Sydney FC, first game. Standalone fixture, women's only that weekend.
Oh, nice.
We should go down to that one.
When is that?
October 14th.
14th of October. Yeah.
Clearly
good.
Allianz.
Clear the schedule. Clear
at Allianz.
And it's just a women's game, which is that's because usually they only play at Allianz when the men are also playing. This is just a women's game.
Amazing.
Yeah, it'd be really good.
Evening game?
Look, I think in terms of where they are and where we are, I think they're obviously ahead of us. Mm. They won the double last year. They've been in the final for the past like 4 or 5 years.
Mm. Just get filthy.
Yeah, it seems to be how we Western Sydney do it.
Exactly. But West is also, best. Just drop, you know?
Exactly. All I know. They have a very different team.
Yeah.
Sold a lot of players. Mm. We have a somewhat different team. So it'll be interesting. It'll be good. Good game to start the season. Tough.
Yeah.
Very tough. Yeah. But also makes it exciting to have a derby round one.
Fuck yeah. Mm. I rate it. All right. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Hopefully the crowds turn out. It gets nice and heated. That's what Sydney Derby is all about. We need those Sydney 100%. Derbies. Yeah, pumping like
derbies
before.
Derbies weren't last. Well, the men's last year was pretty big.
They got better. Yeah. Because the Wanderers got better again. Because they were shit for a while.
Yeah. And they actually, Yengi was on fire.
Yeah, he's gone now. The men for a lot of people are the favourites to
win.
To go far because preseason they're killing it.
Mm. Yeah.
They're looking good.
Yeah, they are.
They're looking
real
good.
A lot of new signings.
Yeah.
I spoke to the S&C this morning and said like if they want to play that style of football, they need players who can match that physically and have that capacity to do that.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've done it well. I think was Lachlan Brooke has come in, done really well.
Yeah.
So they look good.
They look good.
Yeah.
Watch the Wanderers, man. Watch the Wanderers.
Space would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah. You got to get out to some games this season, bro. You got to get back out there.
Yeah. No, I went to quite a few last year, but when it started, that's when obviously my Achilles was fucked, so I couldn't get out to that much. But this year, hopefully, I'll be out a lot more.
Up the Wanderers. I don't actually go for them, but I just want a strong Wanderers. Strong Wanderers, strong Sydney is always good. Good 100%. Derby, that's what we want. Let's go to some fan questions here. Aesthetic football. Is the existence of Lamine Yamal, which is the 16-year-old that's scoring for Spain and Barcelona now, making you feel useless, or is it just me?
I was having this conversation the other day.
You're not useless, by the way. You're just not as good as him.
Give you some motivation right now, right?
Right.
Everyone's journey is different in life.
Go on, brother.
Sometimes you're down, you're on different paths.
Okay.
Just because someone peaks at 16, this guy might have been peaking.
Yeah.
He might be done by the time he's 21.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? You could peak at 20, have a 10-year career. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
Everyone's journey is different. Don't compare your journey to someone else's.
I like
there
that.
There you go, man.
I like that.
That was touching.
Speaking wisdom.
You it's see, true though, 100%
it's
true.
Some actors didn't do their first movie till they were 50 and then they'll become multi-millionaire.
You've got to stay in the race the longest.
Exactly.
That's all it is, stay in the race.
That's what it's all about, but he's a baller. He's a baller. But Barcelona just shit out these fucking academy prospects. It's ridiculous. They're just like, there's a new one every time.
And I've also learned that footballers, sport in general, because everyone does everything so young, it makes you feel shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, Haaland's what, 21? And you're like, what the fuck was I doing at 21?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
But they're in the prior, like the peak of their careers.
And they're done in the 30s.
And they're done in the 30s. So. Whereas when, if you're not in any type of sport, when you hit 30, it's like when you're just actually getting your life together.
Exactly right. True. Exactly right. So, you know, stay with it. Aesthetic football. There's nothing to beat yourself up about. Len Immerson, who's your Champions League dark horse? The groups came out about a week or two ago. Oof. Who's winning the Champions League?
Newcastle.
Honestly,
could be.
I'd throw it out there.
Probably not.
Clip it.
You never know.
I think Real look good.
Yeah.
But I just City are just unbelievable.
You City at the back moment. To back.
I don't know
if I'm becoming a Real fan just because of Jude now. You know what I mean? I just kind of want them to do well and see, and like Jude, if Jude like wins the Champions League with them, then yeah. he's already almost in that Ballon d'Or conversation, but it'll be pushing him a lot higher.
You know what Real do so well, and City do this as well, and Pep always, you know, Pep always says, you have to get new guys.
Yeah, new guys.
New guys.
You have to change, right?
They do it so well because, like, I feel like you always wonder, why do they keep getting up and keep going again? But there's always new players who haven't won it before.
Yeah.
And I think those players drive it. Like, City already so good, but you get Erling Haaland, now he wants that.
Yeah.
And then now you get new players in and they want that. And I think Real Madrid do that too. Like, Jude Bellingham is a world beater. He's rocked up now. He hasn't won a Champions League. He hasn't won a league. So he's just one of many. Same when they brought in Camavinga and Tchouameni and these guys, they're new players that want to win it. And then you got a couple of your experienced heads that get you there.
It's a great
But you got to keep it. If you just win a title and you keep the same team, I feel like it never goes back to back.
That's what happened with Liverpool, right? Like, they didn't really...
They didn't change.
They didn't really change. Maybe one or two, but it was such a core squad for like 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like it dwindled a little
bit. It does. It drops. It's unfortunate, but it drops. And that's what Pep always says. Like, we always laugh about it because he always says, like, you win a title and now you got to replace.
Yeah.
You have to replace. Otherwise, they'll just get too complacent. It's just human nature.
Yeah.
And Liverpool, whole new midfield now, looking so much better.
So much better.
You have to get new guys.
You have to get
new. Always.
You have to change.
What else we got? Look, Crispy04, where's Claude's bestie Danny off to?
Where is Danny?
Danny Townsend.
Oh, we're talking about Danny that works here.
Danny next door.
Danny,
I've heard he's leaving.
Danny Townsend's gone to, he's accepted a big deal in the Middle East.
What do you mean? Like, as in he's done with the A-League?
He's done with the A-League.
What the? Since when?
Well, it's not officially announced yet, but it's been going, doing the rounds on Twitter that he's going to leave he's leaving the A-League and he's going to go and accept a big money move in the Middle East. Yeah. Could be Saudi.
This is like a long-term project.
Yeah,
we're gonna be here for the last 10 years with Danny, but I guess not. So who's gonna?
This is the thing. Like, and this is why Crispy's being a little smartass there. I like it, but he said, you know, Claude's his bestie. We had him on the pod.
Okay.
And a lot of people went crazy at it because we didn't behead him live on Born Offside, which is what a lot of people wanted us to do. Okay. Right. We just had a chat to him. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
we still asked him like some hard questions.
Away from his job and away from
Danny's
the
A-League. He's a great guy.
You know him, mate.
Yeah, he was CEO at Sydney.
Don't say that too loud. They'll come for you. Don't say that you like
soccer Twitter.
Don't say that you like
him. You said away from football.
Away from football. No, he's a lovely bloke. So, and there's no doubt he's obviously been a very successful businessman. So he's probably landed himself a huge gig, more cash, and there's no soccer Twitter there. So he's probably just gone, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah,
but
it'll be interesting to see.
The problem is who's next.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Exactly.
And how does it change the whole dynamic of the A-League?
Exactly.
Like, does someone come in, change it, or just like? Keep going.
Well, a lot of people are worried because City Football Group's very much involved. And so a lot of people reckon they'll just take over the league now, which is weird.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
They got money.
They got the cash and they got the influence, but it's a bit of conflict of interest when you own a club in the league. Next one from Ish20, with a possible World Cup in Australia in 2034. Apparently we're bidding for the World Cup.
Really?
The men's World Cup. Yeah, they're planning a bid apparently after the success of the women's.
Don't do that to me, man. That would be, oh my God.
Why?
A men's World Cup here would be just, it'd be unreal.
It'd be amazing.
Change the game.
Why don't do it to you?
No, because I wouldn't be able to function for like.
How old would you be at that point?
Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
That's my age involved in any of this.
Yeah, a couple of little islands by that time, maybe.
What are we saying? 20 what?
2034. So in 11 years.
Jeez.
You don't have to reveal your age.
34? That's maths as well, man. let's say.
Pushing the big 4-0, I reckon, at that point.
Yeah, no, but I was late 30s.
Late 30s?
Yeah. Late 30s.
Just. Very late 30s.
Very late 30s. About to turn 40.
Couple little islands, you take him to the game, it'd be cute.
I'll be a billionaire by then, man, I'll tell you
that.
It'd be cute.
But he's actually asked us, which stadium do you think should host the final? It's a very niche question.
You know what? I actually don't like...
Homebush?
Is it Homebush?
The big one here in Sydney?
Yeah, I don't like it.
No?
I don't like it.
It's the only big one.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you go to MCG where you're
like Allianz. How big is that?
40 something thousand.
It's not 40.
Not enough.
Yeah.
For a World Cup final, you need at least 70, 80. Yeah. But if we.
Because it feels so far away.
If we land a World Cup, we'll change the stadiums.
You'd have to. You'd have to build something.
We'd have to change it. Yeah. There's no way. Because people say, oh, have it at the MCG.
Nah.
Have you ever watched football at the MCG? It's terrible.
It's
you need your binoculars.
To be honest, even like a core sometimes at Stadium Australia.
It's shit.
You can't watch football.
I always judge a stadium by like, you got to judge a stadium by the worst seat in the house.
Yeah.
If you sit behind the goal in the corner at a core, it's terrible. Whereas at Allianz, behind the goal in the corner, it's still good.
Yeah.
And that's how you got to judge a stadium. But big games coming up this week, guys. Mm-hmm. Plenty of football. You can relax because club football's back.
Club football's back, yeah.
Right.
Chelsea.
Chelsea's look. We'll get to the shit teams in a second. Let's start with the good stuff. Australia Cup quarterfinals are on from Thursday on. Leverkusen Bayern, big game to watch. Both teams unbeaten. Xabi Alonso coaching Leverkusen.
I love him.
He's just a Rolls Royce guy.
Yeah. That's it.
I think he's gonna be like smooth. A Pep one day.
Yeah,
he's got it in him.
I could see that.
He's like the Andrea Pirlo of Spain. Like they're just smooth people. But I think he's a better manager than Pirlo. Inter play AC Milan. It's always a big game in Italy. Mm-hmm. You went to watch that Champions League?
Yeah, semi-final.
This one was at Champions League semi-final, Inter versus Milan.
How did you get tickets?
She knows you. That's that professional football thing.
It was
unbelievable.
Were you there when it was a Milan or Inter home game?
Milan.
Milan home game.
That was just the best atmosphere I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was so cool.
I want to go San Siro before they knock it down.
No, they're not. They're not.
They're not doing it anymore.
No, they said no. Yeah, I know.
They're so dramatic, hey. Yeah. They just said they were going to do it, so everyone goes
abroad. No, we're fine.
Yeah, they recently just said no, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. That's good. The theatre of football.
You got time.
Yeah, I've got plenty of time to get over there. PSG take on Nice, if anyone cares about the French league anymore. Real Madrid, Sociedad, danger game. Real versus Real and Barca Betis.
Yeah.
Danger game for both of them. And United take on Brighton. I reckon that's my favourite game.
I reckon Brighton win.
Probably. Brighton smack everyone at the moment.
Yeah, Brighton.
Got Ansu Fati now, Starboy.
Well, they got Ansu Fati.
Oh, yeah.
They got wingers galore. United.
He's on loan, right?
He's on loan. Jeez. Yeah. I don't think he'll start.
Nah.
I don't think he'll start.
Not yet, I don't think.
I reckon De Zerbi's like such a in his ways manager that he won't just start him because he's fatty. Because he's already got, like, why would you change that 11?
They're doing well.
They just destroyed Newcastle, showed him how to play.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't change the 11, bring him in off the bench, which is crazy to think, but I think that's what they got to do. Liverpool take on Wolves, 9:30 kickoff. Confident?
Yeah. I've been too impressed with Wolves so far.
Nah, you guys are looking good, but.
Yeah, we do.
Poor looking.
It's nice, finally.
Well, if anyone cares, Chelsea's playing Bournemouth. Jeez. Tough game.
I'm not even going to listen.
That's a danger game.
You're probably going
to
lose.
Yeah, I'm not even going to.
That's a way as well.
Jesus, man.
That's a danger game, Alan.
It is a danger game for us. I don't recognise my team anymore. I said this before. Like, I just don't recognise.
It's a bit sad because Chelsea had that.
I was watching, you know, when you just go back and you watch like.
The classic games?
Yeah, classic games. Yeah. And you're like, Willian, Hazard, Diego Costa in the middle. You know, we had.
We were feared.
Kante, Matic.
Feared.
Like, you know, you could name the starting 11 before it was even put on the screen.
And I backed Chelsea in any match ever. Like, Chelsea would pull Real Madrid in the Champions League, and Bayern, like, and I backed that Chelsea would win. Yes. Now?
Or even like Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, it's like...
Yeah.
You know.
So. And I know you love your Chelsea. I know you grew up on your Chelsea over there in London. Can you name me the starting lineup from last game? In goals?
Fucking reject from Brighton. What's his name?
Sanchez in goals. Do you know the back three that started?
It was, I only know, Thiago.
Thiago Silva was there, yeah.
Two of the young centre-halves.
Yeah.
Colwell, was it Colwell?
Yeah, Colwell started, yeah.
Colwell, and then, I can't remember.
Dizazzi started next to him as well. Then out wide on the right wing back.
Right wing back. I'd go left wing back versus Ben Chilwell.
We had Chilwell, yeah. He was captain, can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. He's not a skipper.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Reece James?
Not a skipper.
He's always injured, man. He's got to fix that shit.
Remember the Trent James saga?
Yeah.
It's over now. But only because of injuries.
But who won that? Trent?
I think, they both declined a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
It was such a, like... trending topic.
Yeah, it was a trending topic.
You said one thing about Trent, like everyone would come for you.
That's how I got half my views on TikTok.
Trent the other day, him in the midfield.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rate him in there. Well, he grew up playing there apparently in the youth grades.
The way he can pick a pass.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I would say he's dropped off a bit though.
Like,
you know what I mean? I would say him and Reece James both are not really in the conversation of best right backs in the world.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree.
But
fair point.
Anyway, the rest of the team's not that important. But Caicedo has been playing pretty shit.
I watched
did you see the goal?
Huh? Yeah.
His mistake, and then they went and scored.
Yeah, I watched the compilation of his debut.
And a what?
I saw that too.
Is it not called a compilation? What's it called?
Compilation?
Listen, you would not believe English is my first language, but it is, unfortunately. But this is why I'm here. But I don't even understand how he was worth that much. I don't even know who we bought. Like, it doesn't look like the
most
same
expensive
player.
English player ever.
He's the
like in English Premier League signing ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And he got bossed against, and then there was a video because the other day they played Argentina and Messi's just sending him left and right and just leaving him on the floor. It's like 36-year-old Messi is just like sending the most expensive Premier League player ever
twisting
for chips.
Twisting and turning, yeah. Yeah. No, man, no, I don't. Well, again, we'll let him settle in, but I don't know.
Another building year, as long as they don't get relegated. But anyway, plenty
of
football.
Lucky Liverpool didn't spend all that money on him.
I know. And they were both fucking bid war. But,
yeah.
Can you believe that shit?
Over him.
Yeah.
I think he went to Chelsea because it's his childhood club.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys got out scot-free by the looks of it. Plenty of football on this week, and we'll be back at Optus Sport, huh? You and I?
Yes, Thursday.
We'll see you there on Thursday.
Yep.
Exactly right. Olan, you're going off to Bali. Enjoy yourself, mate.
I'm off to Bali for 4 days.
Don't do anything stupid, please.
Don't drink any water.
I try not to drink water and do drugs.
Well, definitely no drugs. Definitely try not to do drugs. Not that we don't condone any drug use here on Born Offside.
That's true.
Take it easy on the ice. As in the ice cubes.
Hold on a second.
The ice cubes.
The ice cubes.
You gotta be careful. Don't drink it. Don't open your mouth. You open your mouth in the shower?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, don't drink the shower water.
Don't
do that, bro. You keep your mouth closed.
Jesus.
Brush your teeth with bottled water.
Yeah, bottled water when you brush your teeth.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Let's hope I'm not sick next week.
You fire up the apps? Swipe it in Bali or?
Nah, we are all in person here.
Yeah?
In person.
You're gonna meet them out at the bars.
Yeah, see what happens, man. You know my game.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Jesus, Amy, we'll let you get the fuck out of here. But definitely, if you want to put a word in for him with
who
was the one you from the Wanderers?
Sophie. No.
If you want to put a word in,
she's
Sophie,
a wonderful woman.
Olin's a big fan. Nothing wrong with
big
that.
Fan.
If you want to go out for a drink, there's no problem.
She's got a boyfriend. What are you talking about? Boyfriend.
But, okay.
You know, in football we've got goalkeepers, so it doesn't mean anything. Let's end on that note.
And on that note, Amy, thanks so much for joining us here on Born Offside on your debut. We'll see you again soon for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Right.
And Chanel, who's been the dog here on the couch the whole time. Yeah. Looked like a pillow. She hasn't moved. And she was here the whole time. But we'll see you guys next time. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. Follow us on all our socials. Do your thing. Look us a 5-star rating if you're having a good time. We'll see you next week. Cat's back next week. Cat's out the bag.
Fantastic.
See you there.
Comment,